This is a very fundamental question, and a question which has provoked and tantalized humanity since the beginning of time. As an intelligent, sentient species, humans have always had a boundless fascination with everything connected to the afterlife. Is there really an afterlife? What happens to us after our physical body perishes and we meet death? Where do I come from? Where am I going? In the realization of our own finite physical existence and our ever-impending death, these questions have always triggered the human mind. But before we go any deeper, let's bring it down to earth just a little bit. At the bedrock of every primal human condition lies our basic impulse for survival through the preservation of life. This one singular point is the spark which ignited the fire of ancient Taoism, because in order to survive and discover ways to prolong and enhance life, we have to live it, we have to research it, we have to understand it, and we have to throw ourselves upon it and just roll around in its stupendously perfect imperfection. Because the only way to know something, the only way to master something, is to experience it unabridged. Unabridged. That is the only way to truly become one with it. So, as a result of this attitude, and in order to reveal the essential secrets of life, Taoists progressively evolved into the early scientists of our world. They researched and they experienced, they systemized, they documented everything they could learn, whether it was herbology or massage or acupuncture or qigong, physics or astronomy. It was a matter of life through experience and wisdom through knowing without boundaries. This is the foundation of Taoist spirituality. When we practice the spiritual disciplines of Taoism, we're not given any sort of concepts that we must believe or are asked to believe, for that matter. Whatever it is, you have to be able to prove it to yourself, and you have to do it through a method which, when shared with another person, will allow them to prove it too. If there's no method to measure what you want to prove, then you must find a way, or you must invent one. This is the basic model for making progress in Taoism. The methods of Taoist spirituality, methods such as Dao Yin Shu, our school's divine or spiritual guidance art, they focus on cultivating our natural abilities so that we're enabled to reveal the subtle secrets of life and the afterlife. So authentic Taoist spiritual systems are always based on research and investigation, and they maintain a very strong policy against any sort of unsubstantiated or dogmatic belief systems. Everything has to be provable, everything has to be reproducible and able to be experienced through a developed method or system which acts in itself as an apparatus to measure and substantiate the respective claims. So, after a long period of research where many shared methods were used, Taoists came across significant commonalities that were recorded between different groups about their experiences. And in time, as more of this information accrued and accumulated, it made it possible to establish a basic foundation of principles in connection to the investigation of the human spirit and the afterlife. Now, the general findings determined that the physical body was a vehicle for something much greater, but it was always impermanent and sooner or later would eventually succumb to death and decay. However, there was also something else that was detected during the course of these inquiries, and it had a very different quality to that of the physical body. It was non-tangible, and it had this transcendentally indestructible property. It was entirely beyond the reach of death. They called this part of the human energetic complex the soul. It was always there. It existed before the physical body came into birth, and it was also experienced to persist after the physical body passed away. These states of observation became possible to the Taoist practitioner after the after he had attuned his senses to pick up information resonating beyond that of physical matter. So you see, there's some things that we can see and that we can feel, and there are other things that we simply can't. For example, we can see that sunlight is there, it's visible to us, and we can feel it on our skin because we can feel its warmth, but we can't grab it, and we certainly can't squeeze it. And to be honest, when it comes to the electromagnetic spectrum, there's only so much that we can actually see with our own two eyes. In fact, we're practically blind because of the measured spectrum, we're only able to detect less than 0.005%. And when it comes to our other senses, even dogs can hear and smell infinitely better than us. So we shouldn't really confine our understanding of the world and the afterworld to only what we can currently sense or have the instrument to measure. See, the external world mirrors the internal world of our body. So if we can create a tool externally to measure the physical, then there should be a method to create complementary instruments to measure the non-physical using the internal laboratory of the body as the internal environment of the body, if you will, as a laboratory for these discoveries. This is basically the domain of spiritual cultivation. This is what we do. So in Taoism, everything is a product of energy. Energy and consciousness, all resonating at different frequencies and vibrations. This is very similar to what Nikola Tesla spoke about. And just like in modern day physics, we also believe that energy can't be created or destroyed, but it does have the property to transform from one form and into another by shifting and transfiguring its inherent structural state. So everything that exists is just a combination of energy and consciousness resonating at different combination of frequencies. As an analogical example, let's take a look at water in relation to energy. Liquid water can compose around 70% of the human body. It can turn from ice to water to steam. And from steam, it can even be heated up further to transform into plasma. And this is a state in which even the basic molecular structure of the substance is completely dissociated. So if almost 100% of our body literally contains this property of chemical transformation, then you can see why Taoists were very optimistic about the potential for different energetic states of existence, both tangible and intangible. The soul and consciousness, like everything else, are also a form of energy, and they have the capacity to be measured and experienced directly, but most conventional scientific disciplines still lack the system to do so. If the ancient Eastern sciences would marry the Western sciences of today, we would make technological and humanitarian advancements like we haven't even dreamed of yet. Science is always making progress. Many years ago, if you look back, there were many things that we couldn't do. But today we can do them because we've created the instruments to measure and analyze our environment more effectively. A lot of what is scientific fact today was superstition before, and the only difference between the two is simply our ability to experience and verify through an effective method. If you think about it, back in the day, people were killed for saying the earth wasn't flat. Today, we can launch into space on a rocket and take a selfie in zero G with the earth floating behind us, and it is as round as they come. So when we speak of the afterlife, to us, it is very basically an energetic state of existence beyond the range of the currently available instruments of measure. We don't really have a concept of hell as a place where you go to be punished, and heaven to us is just another dimension where matter and energy exist in a formless state, a state which is different from the physical, or at least different from what conventional sciences can physically investigate at this current time. By training ourselves in spirituality, by training ourselves spiritually, by cultivating our spirit, we can learn to shift our awareness and our consciousness from the physical dimension and into the non-physical dimension. And this allows us to experience the higher realms directly, while still remaining tethered to the physical. What this means is that we don't have to necessarily die in order to experience the afterlife, because it's not actually a location where we have to go, but rather a frequency to which we can attune ourselves internally. Just like the soul can be in the body experiencing the physical state, it also has the ability to be in the non-physical dimension or in the afterlife states experiencing heaven. So it can exist and function multidimensionally simultaneously. The issue is that we are very strongly conditioned since birth to connect to the physical body, and we have forgotten how to connect to the soul. So these experiences simply just escape our focus. It's not that they're not real or that they're fantastical or that they're unrealistic. It's simply out of our focus. Now, regaining that focus is just a matter of training your sensitivity and cultivating your spirit so that you can reconnect to your higher self. When the body dies and the temporary consciousness produced from the function of the brain also disappears, i.e., the ego, the memories and the personality that we've built through our lives, that which we are, whatever your name is, it also dies with it. But we believe that during the course of life, the soul actually carries on our life's experiences and memories, and it also registers and stores within itself information produced from our interaction with other sentient beings. So our interest in spiritual cultivation is to bring about a unification of the physical consciousness of the brain, which develops after our natural birth, with that of the supernatural consciousness of the eternal soul, so that after the death of the physical body, we can actually continue to function in a fully conscious and aware state, albeit in a formless and disembodied energetic condition, a condition which is freed from the limitations of the physical body. Now, this gives us the ability to function in a state of complete unification, where we have access to all the wealth of information accumulated and stored within the soul throughout all our former lifetimes. So essentially, what happens during spiritual cultivation is that the physical comes into harmony with the spiritual to create one formless divine body of consciousness that can exist indefinitely and independently from the physical body.